Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Imagine watching your favorite football team play football, and you are a huge favorite to win, and your favorite team lays the biggest egg, forcing you to think, I'm a curse to this team. I'm leaving this game right now so I don't bring any more disparity upon my team. Only to have that team turn around and produce one of the greatest comebacks in playoff football history.
Right. I was going to start to say, is this your team? But then there was that second part of that. But
Wow.
Come on, it's playoff weekend. The very first time I've actually ever talked
smack. All right. Well, I can't. What can I say? Your team's playing. My team's golfing. Anyway, welcome to John and Tammy in the Morning on 1037 KSON.
I'm sorry. I feel bad now.
You do
I
not.
Feel like I jinxed
stop
my
it.
Team.
Own it. Own it.
Oh, no. I jinxed him. Yeah.
Well, this guy thought he was jinxing his team. If you remember last Sunday's AFC divisional playoff game, the Houston Texans jumped off to a 24-0 lead in the first quarter against the Chiefs. The Chiefs could do nothing right, and dude was like,
I'm out.
I've never... This is garbage. I'm leaving.
Yeah, he actually did, on his social media, he did a whole little video. I'm out. I'm gone. He went home, and then the whole thing turned around. Here he is.
The offense started out rough. Drop passing.
Dropped by Kelsey.
And there's a muff punt. And
oh, it's fumble by Hill.
All kinds of craziness going on. Then when I got to the house, they just completely dominated. Like, they almost shut the Houston Texans out after I left.
Friends had convinced him years earlier he was a jinx.
I never believed in jinxes, superstitions, none of that. But something I have to give because I want to see the Chiefs in the Super Bowl.
Even Patrick Mahomes got word of bad luck, Chuck, and had some advice.
Next game at home.
He specifically said stay home.
Just put it that way, man. I guess I'm here.
It's ridiculous that we could think that our actions literally dictate what happens. But however, I completely agree with that guy. If Mahomes tells me to stay home and I want my team to win the Super Bowl and the Chiefs are my team, I'm staying home if I'm that guy, especially because look what happened.
Yeah.
When he left, they ended up winning.
I do have to say that last Sunday, my friend Dawn came up. She's a huge Packer fanatic. We had a couple of people up for the game. Dawn has this little tiny bear and she's had it for a long time and you squeeze its belly and it goes, dun, 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 dun. Go, Pack, go, right? And all of a sudden, in the middle... Don't, because I know you have things too. In the middle of a sentence, she stopped and she goes, oh, and I'm like, what's the matter? She goes, I forgot Bear at home. And she actually debated driving back to go get it. And I said, don't. And I ran back into my room and I added more Packer things on me to make up for the lack of Bear.
Yes. And look what happened. They won, and that must have been the reason why.
Well, listen, you know more than anyone, John, why we care about this stuff.
I flat out won't even wear. Oh, geez.
John makes statements.
Statement. Right?
I got nothing.
Predictions.
Predictions.
I don't dare say a word.
Conclusions. And usually...
They're totally incorrect.
John's jinx. There you go.
Yeah. That's my jinx jingle. Yeah. And okay, so if that's true, here come my playoff predictions for this weekend.
No.
Going to the Super Bowl.
No, I'm cutting it off.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.